Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, the real Brian Kilmeade is on the line, but I got to play the recorded Brian Kilmeade because this was pretty awesome.
It must be astounding to be on the other channel and tell people for the last 8 years, this is the worst guy ever. He belongs in jail, and I'll prove it to you. The worst president ever that didn't really win the election. The Russians gave him that election. Oh, by the way, if you believe that he won the election, he didn't win the popular vote.
Yeah, Brian, you're on fire with that. There's a lot to say. How are you this afternoon? Did you get any sleep last night?
No, not much. I mean, but I'm happy to do it. I mean, I was up at 1:50, went to bed at 11:20. But I get up and I'm saying to myself, did they just announce that he won? Like, it was hard to believe I was even sleeping. I just happened to pop up. It was like 2:25 in the morning, and they announced he won. So I just assume the other channels announced he won, too, because we're not trying to be first, especially after last time.
Right.
Sure enough, I about to start the show at 5 in the morning Eastern, so at 4 your time, and I go, wait a second, nobody's declared he won. And then all of a sudden I see CNN go breaks in. I go, all right, I'm going to be a little late, but let me just hear CNN and see their attitudes as they admit he won. They go, we want to make an announcement. Kamala Harris has won New Jersey. I'm like, what? And it's surprising it took so long. I go, you guys still think that she has a shot? She lost Pennsylvania. She lost the Georgia. She's about to lose Arizona. The Ohio, Virginia was almost lost. I mean, they really thought that they were holding on, that something happened in Milwaukee to deliver Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, I know. Look, I sent my friend Scott Jennings a text last night waiting for him. Sorry, he's a friend, so I had to watch a little CNN. And I saw John King up there, and I said, pray for John King. He was out there trying to make the case that maybe there was still a path for victory, and it was kind of embarrassing to tell the truth. Now, on the media front, look, I went to journalism school at the University of Missouri, Brian, and I have a good friend who is an independent voter in Ohio. Not necessarily on my side all the time, voted for Trump this time, but said this, and I think you're going to agree. In many ways, this was certainly an indictment of the Fourth Estate. Every White House correspondent knew Biden was unfit to both run and govern. He didn't suddenly get old and, you know, do that the night of the debate. And they doubled down by propping up Harris for a good 60 days before they realized, F, the future emperor has no clothes. Do you think that that will resonate? Because I don't hear it resonating too much today on MSNBC, CNN, etc.
My hunch is, number one, I literally was on the air for 8 straight hours. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you. So I couldn't see any reaction. Then I went to a meeting at 1:20, and then, but during radio, they were pulling off cuts for me what everybody else was saying, and, you know, racist. America's a racist, sexist society. Yeah. I couldn't believe Axelrod was playing along. But at one point, the doors are going to close. And if you are Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post, who's ever running CNN these days and MSNBC, is go look. Everything you said was wrong. And if you don't believe, if you believe you're right, most of the American people don't think you're right. And not only that, you can't say racist, sexist, misogynist, because he has increased more than Mitt Romney, John McCain, and George Bush couldn't have dreamed of getting this type of black support, Asian support, couldn't have dreamed of getting this type of Hispanic support, including George W. Bush. I mean, he got, in certain states, he got more Hispanic votes in Florida and in Dade County. I mean, did even better than DeSantis did last time. So this, everything is shifting in real time. And this guy sat up there, and I thought this was perfect. When he, in his last day, he put the steelworkers behind him, who bucked their management and said, I'm supporting you. In her last day, she brought a bunch of celebrities headlining by Oprah.
Yep.
And America said, I'm going with the steelworkers. And they kept saying, he's there to give his billionaire friends tax cuts. And I go, man, what are they? I hope the American people aren't buying it. They didn't buy one thing he said. As I went out with Mayor Pete, stop saying he gave tax cuts to billionaires, billionaire friends. Stop saying with the rhetoric. I stopped him. I go, you have to fight with real issues. There's plenty of real issues to fight with Trump about. But you're making stuff up, that the border now is calmer than when he left, that he destroyed manufacturing. Guys,
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter. Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin have made their own decisions about who's better with farmers, manufacturers, and auto workers. So will they at one point admit, this guy, this is his point of view, this is what Elon Musk is going to do, this is what RFK is going to do, this is what Rubio is going to do with the state, this is what Cotton's going to do with defense, and just judge him by the way they handle issues, and don't judge him by Nazi, dictator, unhinged, too old, detached.
Yeah. Look, there was somebody, it was John Podoritz, who's a pundit, who retweeted, but someone I don't even know said, look, if hating on America and Americans is the answer of how the far left reacts to Trump's victory, and I'm seeing tons of this on the socials, as did I, then they will keep losing elections. The vast majority of Americans are good people striving for a better life. And John said, and I agree with him here, he said, this is the key. Will the left understand they were rejected for understandable reasons, or will they decide the public should be rejected? I'm seeing the latter take place. Look, I'm pretty sure I lost a friend from 45 years on the planet today, and I've had other people drop me as well, just over politics, because I'm a talk show host on a conservative radio station. That's where we are in this country right now.
Well, in my town, they shut off fireworks, and I had no idea. My town used to be 50-50, but they are so into Trump, and literally setting up fireworks last night. Everyone's showing me video. This is as if. Do you know the feeling that someone in your family, if you go to a high school game and someone in your family scores 3 touchdowns and you're like, you could pretend like it's no big deal, but it is a huge deal for your family? I feel like somebody in somebody's family did something extraordinary. Do you understand? I think that the people that support Trump are happier than Trump. And I gotta wrap my head around it. I really got to think about it. I'm like, why is it that this is bigger than Bush, and this is bigger than maybe it's for Obama briefly for a while, but this has lasted much longer than Obama. And why is it that people see themselves in him? Yet he's got this background where his dad has had him upper middle class to upper class. He's buying buildings when we're trying to buy our first car. He's been famous for the longest time, bankrupt publicly, public divorce. We can't relate to that, you wouldn't think. But yet he sits up there, and you look in the audience, and I was just there in two separate rallies. You look in the audience, and I think the average income is $45,000.
Right.
And
yeah.
I can't get my head around it. If you told me he was working class and rose to the presidency, I would expect to see that behind him with hard hats and in front of him with, you know, pitchforks and rakes. And meaning pitchforks like working on a farm, pitchforks. But instead, the rich people don't like him, think he, you know, a lot most, now they're coming around.
Yeah, they looked at the market today, huh?
Ken, Ackman, Musk, they didn't like him originally. They walked away after Charlottesville. Remember the advisory board walked away and they said, we can't deal with you anymore? And he goes, okay, then I'll do it without advisory board then. Well, they just came around. Put it this way, don't feel bad if you are slow to understand that he is not evil, because his vice president called him.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hitler. His vice president called him Hitler. Joe Rogan was mocking him endlessly. Endlessly, because he just thought he was totally unhinged and unworthy, because he was believing what people were telling him about him.
Exactly. That's a big part of it.
So if you're out there and you say, I can't get my head around it, you're not too late. All I'm asking you to do is give him a shot. Judge him by the issues. Don't judge him by what people on television and radio are telling you what to think. And you have showed me, America, you have showed me that you don't need me or Mark, but I appreciate that you tune in to get our point of view, but we respect you enough to know you have your own. I don't expect you to do what I want to do. I never thought that anyone should follow me. I just would like to share my point of view with very important people and then take that and throw it out there and be open to being wrong. There are people like Joe Scarborough and everybody on all these channels that will tell you what to think and are astounded when you don't agree. But they don't. No one comes up to you anymore and says, I disagree. They go, okay, I'm doing my own thing. And how are you going to find out I'm doing my own thing? When the votes come in, that's when.
So one of the things that I think disappointed some of us in the first term is it was going to be he's going to hire the, you know, the best and brightest. That didn't always work out for him. But I have a fair amount of confidence, and I hope I'm right about this. I don't want to be naive. You know, with the help of Elon and the rest of the folks around him, I think you're going to have a real, you already named some of the cabinet. Congratulations, Brian, for picking some names here. But I think there's going to be a hell of a cabinet put together here.
It's going to be great. And it's going to be great. And you know what? It's going to tick off some traditional conservatives because he's not a conservative. He's going in there to run the country. He's not going in there to run as a Republican. And this is my hope, that he does deals, like on the border. We all know we got to get the first-round draft picks at Stanford to stay. We don't want to train them and send them back to Singapore or China. You know, China's a different thing with the whole spying thing. But send them back. If they want to stay, we got to give them visas to stay. And if people want to come and get work visas to come here for opportunities, let's get organized. Let's do the easy stuff. But like, for example, if you get married to someone from Argentina, it's going to take you 2.5 years, tons of money, a lot of taking off work in order to get in there and make proof. It is way too tough to prove that you're not scamming. I liked it, but it's way too hard. If you're from Canada and want to stay here, I just witnessed this, what you have to do is incredible. You miss one deadline by a week, they want to throw you out. And there's 8 million people that came over the last 4 years. Then first thing you do is seal the border, take a year and a half to seal the border, when it's hermetically sealed in a way we can all accept. Then we talk about reform. You know who could do that? A termed-out president who's not dug in ideologically, who wants to go down historically. He's going to go right into Ukraine. And my hope is he's going to fully understand the stakes. And Vladimir Putin has lost 500,000 people, and he's a lunatic. He's our modern-day Hitler. But he will go in and get something done if he gets it. And I think he's going to let Netanyahu do his thing. There's no nuke deal with Iran. They have lost their air defense. He's going to let them finish the job. And guess who was the first person to call him to congratulate him? MBS. I don't love the guy, but in that region, he is the guy we have to deal with. And he is not a threat to us. They got out of the Wahhabi schools. It gave birth to the Bin Ladens and all those lunatics. He doesn't tolerate terror. He doesn't run like us. Having said that, that's the counter to Iran. He's the first one to call. Let's get this done. Guess what Joe Biden did? Pariah nation, Houthi rebels off the terror watch list. And they said, screw you. Now we're going to mess with your oil production. You're going to cut back on oil? Well, you know what? I'm cutting back on oil. We're going to rocket up that price. Next thing you know, Biden's groveling. Already things are lining up. Macron is calling. President Xi is calling. There's a reorganization happening just on reputation.
Absolutely. It's going to be very interesting. It really is. I love the encouragement. Just quickly, because I'm running late, what do you got for Saturday night? Do you know yet?
Yeah, Joe Manchin is in. Oh, going for Portnoy. Tommy Lahren's going to break down, and Robert Davi, break down the media, and Robert Davi to tell us about these celebrity endorsements and what he took as being a celebrity out in Los Angeles when he endorsed Trump.
That's awesome. So, have a good show.
Just building the show.
Thank you, Brian. All right, take care. Have a great week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.